Hello and welcome back to Random Rambles. We are here yet for another week. I am joined with Maggie Kakurs and Jeremiah Pinrod again this week, as no one else wanted to do what we are doing today. Because today we are doing riddles. I asked the majority of the people in the studio, either they didn't want to do riddles or they were playing Jeopardy for some reason. Who knows? But,
well, I'm excited.
So,
it's different.
This week's hat is a Michigan hat, the football team, because my grandpa gave it to my dad. My grandpa really likes the team. Yep. But anyways.
Football?
Huh?
Football?
Yeah.
No, soccer.
No, it's the football team.
Okay, cool.
Wow. It's very hot in here.
It is hot in here. It's always hot in here.
We can't turn on the fan because then you'll hear it in the background. And it doesn't sound
It's okay.
Good. It'll be fine. Oh, okay.
Just need to set up like a mini AC box in between the studios.
Before we do that, because I don't know if we're kind of have enough time for this one, and I really want to do one of these ones because it's like a mock trial one that we do. My family's heard them all. They're really funny. We're going to do the Romeo and Juliet one.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a prompt, and you got to figure out how they died.
Okay.
Okay. How does this one go? Romeo and Juliet are dead on the floor. Surrounding them is glass and water, and the windows open. How did they die? You get to ask yes and no. You get to ask me questions, and I'll say yes or no.
I think I've heard this one before, but I do not remember the answer. Okay. Yes? Only yes and no?
Yes.
Okay.
Did someone unalive them? Or was it them unaliving themselves?
It was something that did it to them, yes.
Okay.
Did one of them die first?
No, they died. It's irrelevant.
Okay.
Are there any cuts along the bodies?
No.
Wait, can you set the scene again?
Romeo and Juliet are dead on the floor. Surrounding them is water and glass. The window...
Aren't they fish?
Is also open. I mean, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But how did they die?
Did somebody throw a rock in the building and the rock hit the fish tank and Romeo and Juliet are now just kind of flopping around on the floor?
No. No.
Is it close?
I mean, you're close with something hitting them down.
Did a cat jump through the window?
Yes.
Did the cat knock the fish bowl over?
Yes. You guys got that one really quick. Do you want to do one
but
more?
I think it's because I've heard that one
You've
before.
Heard that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard? Have I told you all of them? Okay.
No. I think I heard it like on TikTok or something.
Okay. Here is another one. This one my family thinks is so stupid, but it's not. Okay.
Okay.
A woman walks into her apartment. She sees the elevator and immediately knows her husband is dead. How does she know? Like, how did he die?
She walks into her apartment.
She killed him.
No.
She walks into her apartment and sees an elevator.
She sees the elevator of the apartment and knows her husband is dead.
Oh, is her husband dead on the outside coming into the apartment?
No, he is in his apartment.
He's in his apartment.
No, in both their apartment. He's in the apartment.
Just the apartment. But there's an elevator in there?
No, there's an elevator leading up to it. Yeah. It's like an apartment building.
Okay. I was going to say, like,
did she have somebody kill him?
No.
And leave a string?
No.
No?
No.
They don't actually have an elevator, and she's hallucinating.
There is an elevator.
Okay.
Something.
He is in the apartment.
He is in the apartment room, yes.
Okay.
Oh, did the hooker that he ordered call him down the stairs?
No.
Say, hey, the dude's dead.
No.
Okay. Okay. And he's dead. And then she walks in, but she already knows that. Did she see him?
No. She can't see him.
Okay.
Was he dead before she left?
No. That's irrelevant. No.
I mean, it would be a little bit relevant.
But she did not kill him.
Okay.
I'm not asking if she killed him. I'm asking, did she know that he was dead before she left the first time?
Was the TV on?
Was the TV on?
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
Okay.
I guess it kind of can be, but, like, the TV would not be on at the time, no.
Is the apartment burned?
No.
Is it small, in a small apartment?
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
Is the apartment destroyed in some way?
No. I mean, yeah, yes, kind of, yes.
Did a bomb go off in
his
room?
No, nothing destroyed the apartment, but there is something wrong with the elevator.
Is there blood in the elevator?
No, there's no one in the elevator.
I said blood.
There's
like,
nothing.
Like from The Shining.
There's nothing in the elevator. No, not like The Shining.
Then how did she know by the elevator?
She saw the elevator, saw something was wrong with it, and knew her husband was dead.
Is the elevator out of order?
Yes. But how is it out of order?
Somebody put a sign up?
No. Why is it not working?
Because he's the maintenance man?
No.
Did her husband open the elevator door, not look inside, and then just kind of fall down?
No, he's in his room. He died in his room.
But the
in his apartment room.
But the elevator...
But the elevator is broken.
Yeah, the elevator is
broken.
So how
does she get up there?
She doesn't, but she walks in and she sees the elevator and knows her husband is dead.
Did he starve to death?
No.
Is the elevator the only way up to the room?
That doesn't matter.
I mean, it kind of does.
It's irrelevant to this thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotta figure out how he died. How did he die?
I'm gonna figure it out. Like,
was he killed?
No.
Okay. So it was natural causes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Is
the doctor coming out of the elevator?
No.
Did he have a heart attack?
There's no one in the elevator. Yes, you're close.
Okay.
Did he have a stroke?
Yeah, I mean, it could have happened, but who knows?
Okay, so something happened.
Yes. It doesn't specify.
Is there anybody coming out of the elevator?
There's no one in the elevator. The elevator is broken.
Okay. Is there someone coming down the staircase?
She wasn't. She didn't even go up the stairs. She entered her elevator.
How'd she get there, then?
She entered the apartment building from, like, outside.
Is there a How did she enter?
Oh, is she on the first floor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is he on the first floor?
That doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
In the same place. Okay. Oh, wait. Is she not by her apartment? No, she's in her apartment.
She's in her apartment. Do you want to know?
Sure. No.
This is making me frustrated.
No, I want to figure it out.
Okay. Is there anybody around that has told her husband has had a stroke?
No. Picture it as just her in the apartment. Just her and her husband that are there. She's in the building on, like, the first floor, and he is up in their apartment room.
Okay. Has the elevator been broken before? This is, like, a new thing.
That doesn't matter. Like, it probably recently happened. It wasn't broken when she left. We can say that.
Okay, because I was about to say, if it was broken before she left, and then she's like, oh, yeah, this is still broken. He's dead.
But how is the elevator broken? Like, what caused it to break?
Did an
EMP device go off in the apartment that ruptured his little ticker thing that has his heart keep beating?
No.
Okay, let's think. What would make an elevator break?
It could just stop it. It doesn't necessarily need for it to, like, drop down the shaft.
Is there a very specific reason for why the elevator is broken?
Yes.
Is her husband the cause of the elevator breaking?
No, her husband's been in his room.
Okay, just clearing out options.
Is the reason the husband is dead is the same reason why the elevator is broken?
Yes.
Okay.
Did they just stop working?
Yes. But how did the things stop working?
Is the elevator connected to the husband in any way?
It's connected kind of through what it uses. What does an elevator use to operate?
Electricity.
Yes.
Oh, he's hooked up to wires?
Yes.
Oh, did the power go out in the building and he's hooked up to the...
Yes.
Whatever's.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's kind of sad.
Look.
Let's do these other riddles.
Look, I'm not expecting it to be as dark because it's coming from you.
Hey, it wasn't me. It was mock trial cards. We do those in
Doesn't matter. It's still
How fast did you guys get that?
There's like
Did you? I mean, like when you did it in class, whatever.
That one was one of the harder ones that we.
Well, I asked if, I asked if an EMP went off, and you said no, but it was technically correct.
Not the way you wanted.
You could have
it to
said
be.
Close. Would have gotten it
okay.
a little quicker.
We're gonna do these other ones. This okay. is one from the hat.
Okay.
We're not doing the crazy mock ones anymore.
Dang.
We have mock trial competition this week, and that's why I did that. Okay. Which word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? This is eight.
Short.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I knew it had something to do
See,
with it.
See, these ones are much easier than the other ones we just did.
What words become shorter when it you add two letters to it?
That's you want to draw one? Oh, tell me sure. the number that's on the card so I know which answer it goes with.
Number one.
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
This one I like.
It says, Dave's dad has three sons. Snap, crackle, and
who?
Oh, Pop.
No.
Has
Dave.
Three...
yes.
Oh,
Dave's
I even read it myself.
Dave's dad has three sons.
See, this is why I didn't want Wait. You on because you get them too fast.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I would have got that.
Sorry. Here, I won't be answering this one.
All no, right. you can answer.
Well, she knows
so.
The answers.
I know the
oh,
answers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Number six.
Okay.
I am at the beginning of everything and at the end of everything. What am I? I.
Adams.
No.
I.
No, you read it wrong.
It said, I am at the beginning of everything.
Did I write it wrong?
Wait, you want
me to
number
see
six.
It. Let me see it.
See, the number mean, six or number eight?
It's six.
Mm-hmm. Is it not I?
I'm at the beginning of everything and at the end of everywhere. What am I?
Oh, E.
Yes.
Sorry. Here, you can have the hat back.
That's another one gone. See, I told
Just
you they were
the
easy.
Vowels.
They were easy,
the
and
vowels.
No one wanted to do them because they're literally so easy. Everyone's like, I'm terrible with riddles.
I like riddles.
I'm relatively good.
Okay, let Maggie get this one.
Okay.
Oh, we
I'll
might be here
back
a while.
The mic.
You go.
Go ahead and mute me.
What did I write there? Oh, my R looked like a V.
That moment you can't decipher your own handwriting.
You go on the red and stop at the green. What am I? Do you know this one?
Do you know this? Okay.
I plead the fifth. I have
to. Oh, wait. Can you say it again?
You go on the red and stop at the green. What am I?
You go at the red.
Colorblind?
That's a good answer. That's funny.
Sorry.
I don't know. Am I outside?
I mean, you can be inside or outside.
Oh.
I mean, they're originally found outside.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Because I really don't.
Said, let her figure it out.
What do you think it is? Let's
no, I just want to know.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I already said colorblind.
Oh, so he doesn't know.
Do you know?
Hmm?
Do you know?
I don't think he knows.
Do you want to write it down on this piece of paper and hand it to me?
Nah, for this one.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. A wolf.
No.
Just kidding. No, I saw no.
It's something you eat.
Wait. Oh, watermelon.
Yes. Did you know that? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, the green part's a little gross. Found that one out the hard
you're
way
not,
when I was like
you're
four.
Not, actually, I stop at the white. I don't eat the white part.
Okay, let's see what we have here.
You can go like a little bit further into the white, but...
It just doesn't taste as good.
I know. But that part's got the most nutrients, apparently.
What room has no door or window?
A box.
No.
What room?
Yes, what room has no door or
window? A closet.
Window?
Oh, no. Wait, no, that...
That has a door.
Wait, sorry.
It has a door.
A pit?
A pit? No.
What room... How... Can you go in it?
No.
No, because there's no entrance.
None.
So a secret room.
No. No to both of your answers.
The back rooms.
No.
Okay.
There are doors in the back rooms.
Okay, you're right. It's fake.
It is not fake. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing?
Yes, it's a real thing.
room.
What room has no doors or windows?
The hall.
No.
Is it a place in a loony bin?
No.
Can you...
Where is it mostly used?
Yeah, where is it at?
It's not necessarily used. It's outside.
Oh, outside.
No.
Okay.
You find this outside.
I already said pit.
No, it's not a pit. What? See, I've got you stumped on this one here.
No doors.
Think of certain words. It's kind of like a play on words.
Can you read it again?
What room has no doors or window?
Or window.
Or windows.
Okay, I thought that was like a thing. No door or window.
What could it be?
I hope whoever is listening knows it and is like yelling at the radio.
Would you like to leave the room and go see if you can bring someone back who knows this?
Hang on, really quick. Did you hint at anything? By anything
room?
That you've said?
No, I haven't really
hinted.
By, like, stumped?
She said what room.
It's not stumped. It's not a stump.
A stump?
You said outside play on words.
It is outside. It's kind of like a play on words with the word room. Do you want to go get someone to help you?
Mushroom?
Yes.
Shroom.
We have another one.
Did you say what shroom?
What room?
That's
mushroom.
Stupid.
Apostrophe room.
Okay.
That's
all kinds of mushrooms.
You carry it everywhere you go, but it never gets heavy. What is it?
My heart.
No.
Okay.
My burdens.
No.
Other people's burdens.
Those get heavy. No.
My cell phone.
No.
The weight of impending doom, knowing that it's
no.
ever growing closer.
No.
Air.
No, it's not air.
Lungs.
No.
Is it within the body?
It is not within the body.
Okay.
Your body gets heavier over time.
Contact lenses.
Yes.
No.
That's the
glasses.
Answer.
That is not the answer.
Glasses.
No. Those are not the
what
answers.
What do I
is
carry,
it something
but it
tangible?
Get heavy?
Tangible, like you can hold it? No.
Okay, you can't hold it.
Hope.
No.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have that much of that.
I carry it with me, but it doesn't
get lighter.
Heavy.
It doesn't get heavy, no.
And I can't hold it?
You can't hold it.
Can I touch it?
No.
So it's fake?
No. You can touch it if you do something. Like
is it
if you were...
nothing?
No.
Dang.
Would you like to go get some help?
Stop going for that immediately. Let me run through my own options. I have a list.
I don't think anybody would want to come in here. They're
no
all busy doing
the
other stuff.
They're what
angry.
Are they doing?
Something
talking?
Intangible.
Trey was showing them a video. I don't know.
I think we want to know. What,
yeah.
Anyways.
This is not Jason's.
Something intangible. Is it a feeling?
I really don't,
No, it's not a feeling.
Emotion.
I got a feeling.
Your name.
Is it a
yes,
thought?
It's
oh,
your name.
Okay. I don't know. Some people like to tack things onto the end of their names. So it gets a little heavier.
No.
Especially if you go for like
this.
The... Like when a lady gets married and sometimes she wants to keep her last name, so it just kind of hyphens over to the next.
I'm going to give you guys the hat. There's four left. After this one, I have that. I'm going to read here.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Sounds
and
good.
Then you guys can do those ones. I can fly, but I have no wings. I cry, but I have no eyes. What am I?
I've heard this one before.
This one's a fun one.
Fly, but I have no wings. Cry, but have no eyes. Are you a cloud?
Yes.
Good job. Oh, you want me to? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for...
We're going to get through these and we can just talk.
All right.
Yeah. Do you have other, like,
I have
mock
a riddle
trial?
If it's
I
not.
Have one more mock trial one.
I have a riddle.
We're getting through these ones first.
I know.
Okay. Number three.
Okay. Number three.
What was the tallest mountain on Earth before Mount Everest was discovered?
This one's easy.
Mount St. Helens.
Mount Everest. They just haven't discovered
it. Yes, Mount Everest. Yeah.
What do you mean? Mount St. Helens? That went skyrocketing.
No.
Briefly.
It was Mount Everest.
I don't know what that...
Mount Everest just hadn't been found.
Mount St. Helens was that one super volcano that went boom, boom.
Okay.
Let's draw another task.
He already has it.
Nine.
Nine? Okay.
It never walks, but it always runs. River.
Yep. These ones are really easy.
This one was really
short.
If we
do this again,
this was
I'm going to do them
really
hard.
Handed version of the one that I know.
Yeah, well, sorry. I wasn't expecting you to be on. I was trying to have Landon on, but he's not here.
No.
Because okay. I feel like... Because he does game, and it would be like reverse game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be throwing game back in his face. This is just practice for me. Extra XP points.
Okay, I got number 7, I think.
Does it say 7?
It says 7, but then like a question mark beside it.
It's not 7. Is it 11 or is it 2?
Oh, it might be 11. Why is it? It looks like 77.
That is 11. Okay. I put the little like...
You're one of those.
Yeah.
You see, I kind of do that. Like, I do sevens.
You would do a one.
No, I don't
but then
put
you
a
just
dash
move
through
the,
my seven.
I move I, it, don't I put a dash through my seven just
the
so
sevens,
it's obvious.
The ones are more like downwards. The sevens are straight and
I
then
just,
down.
For my one, I just put a line.
Yeah.
Well, when I'm doing slanted
sometimes.
Yeah.
When I'm doing math, I just put a line. But when I'm trying to like write my answers out, I'll make it more prominent.
I don't know why, but like. Recent writings of mine, my letters are essentially have become italicized.
Oh.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, but anyways.
My handwriting is just really bad.
That's fair.
My handwriting was amazing. What was it, yesterday? I said, who am I? And who is...
And then today, it's like, oh my gosh, am I Stephen Hawking?
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Let me read this. If it takes 1 hour to dry a shirt, how many hours does it take to dry 12 shirts?
Still an hour. If you put them on the line, they all dry together.
I almost said 12 hours.
Still be an hour, right?
Oh, you said an hour. Sorry.
One hour. Yeah.
Yes. 1 hour. There's one more. Okay.
I think this one is 2.
What? Oh, yes, it is 2. I thought you were saying, I thought you had read it already and like, what? It is 2. Like, that what? Is not the answer.
I think the answer is 2. Yeah.
And the survey says 2.
Good answer.
What is brown and has a tail and a head and no legs?
Let her do this one because I know you probably know it already.
Can I ask you a question? Why are you so, like, do you just study riddles?
No, I just have ridiculously good pattern recognition.
These are just really easy
riddles.
Can you read
it again?
Like
I wasn't
for
listening.
Little kids.
What is brown and has a tail, a head, and no legs?
Has a tail?
Mm-hmm.
It's brown.
I'm a horrible person. I thought of something else as well to go with it. It might be the answer, technically, but...
It might be the answer. So you don't know the answer.
I know a few answers.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to say anything.
It has a tail, no legs, a head, and it's brown.
I'm being forced to plead the fifth.
Oh, wait. A head and a tail. No, I almost said donkey, but those have legs.
A brain has a tail and a head, but no legs.
Why are you Scottish?
Why not, lassie?
Were you going to say a snake or something? It's not a snake.
I suppose it could be
as well. That was a good answer, or a snake.
It's not a
snake. I was
just going to
say a dog with no legs.
I was going to say
ground beef. What were you going to say?
Oh, is it? Is that?
It's not ground beef.
I was going to say a lizard.
It's not a lizard.
Lizards
have legs.
I know. But that was my first
guess. Side note.
It's not a snail or a worm.
Do you know what you call a dog with no legs?
I don't want to know.
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter what you call it, because it can't come to you.
That is awful.
Sorry.
Okay.
He's so mean.
When dark humor meets riddles, I will be there.
I really don't know. Why I think it's too early.
What do you think it is? Say your answer.
I already told you a duck.
Is that your only answer?
No.
What's your answer?
It's just the funniest one.
What do you think the answer is? Because I know you know it.
Is it just a really muddy river? Holy crap, I was guessing.
No, it's not.
Oh, I was going to say, that doesn't even have a tail.
It's not. No.
River ahead, river's tail.
No, it is not a river.
Is it a tree?
Muddy river.
That is so stupid. But riddles are so stupid anyways. Not that your answer is stupid. Good guess, but.
Is it a path? Just like a dirt path?
Oh, my mom sent me trivia questions.
Oh, okay, good. Is it just like a dirt trail?
Is it an animal?
No. My sister knows this one. No, my sister's already gone to school.
Is it an animal?
Is it an animal?
No, it's not an animal.
It's
something you can hold.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll get these Disney riddles up because my phone's not loading.
Is it a brown book?
No.
Brown snake?
No.
Head and a tail. A book was a good guess. Is it a brown?
It's not a stick.
You want me to give you a hint?
Yes. Sure.
Copper.
Oh, is it a penny?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Brown.
Pennies are brown.
No.
Don't.
The copper.
Don't.
The copper.
Don't get upset with me. That's what the riddle thing said.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get these riddles open. Jeremiah, you want to say your riddle? You said you had one.
Maybe we don't want to hear it.
Yeah, maybe we don't want to hear it, but.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not after that All laugh. Right.
Let's see. How is it phrased? I am a box with no hinges, key, or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid.
Are you a pirate? That was really...
No.
Slow down. Yeah, I need to hear that again.
I am a box with no hinges, key, or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid.
I like that.
Can you open the box?
Yes. Hence why there's golden treasure.
Cardboard box.
No.
What are we guessing? The box?
Yeah, what are we guessing?
What I am in my entirety.
Okay.
Wait, what? We're guessing the...
A person.
No. I'm sorry, are you...
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I didn't know there was golden treasure inside people. Must experiment further.
Where is gold at? Is it a cave?
Nope.
That was a good guess.
Is it a river?
Nope.
Repeat the riddle. You're a box with no hinges, like no way, no key.
Or lid.
Uh-huh.
Yet golden treasure inside is hid.
A treasure
chest. So it's just an open box.
No. I'm very much close.
There's no lid.
Yes.
There's no hinges.
Is it a wooden box?
No.
Does it matter what kind of thing the box is wrapped, the gold is in?
Very much so.
Like, what material it's made out of?
It does matter very
much. Is it a safe?
No.
What color is the box?
White.
It's a white box?
Sometimes brown.
Is cool. it made of styrofoam?
No.
Oh, what was going on out there?
What did you say?
I don't know.
You don't do legal?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Our legal ID is WBDG-FM-HD1 Indianapolis. This is you're listening to Random Rambles. I'm Lorelai Smith, joined with Maggie and Jeremiah. And we're currently doing a riddle that I have no clue what's going on right now.
It's fine.
It's okay.
Hey,
see, this
Lorelai,
is a hard one.
Lorelai,
I like these ones.
Would you like to go out to get someone who knows?
No. Hey, you
Why
guys
you
were guessing
like
longer
that?
Than I have been when I asked you that question, so...
That's true.
I'm thinking
Maybe.
It's a white or brown... So, it's a white or brown box?
Mm-hmm.
Is it smooth?
Yes.
Can I, like, break it?
Yes.
Is the gold... Is it a piggy bank?
No.
Is the gold theoretical?
No.
So, it's actual gold?
It is golden, but it is not technically gold.
So the thing inside of it is golden.
Yes.
Just not gold.
Is yes. it a, is it a, is it like a proposing ring box?
No.
Ah.
Oh, no, I think that was a good guess.
Would you like another hint?
Yes.
Yes.
You can eat it.
Chocolate.
No.
Okay.
But they do make them.
Okay.
Steak.
No.
How can you eat a box?
I mean, you don't really want to eat the box.
But can you eat what's inside?
Yes.
Clam.
No.
Is it a candy inside?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Is it a vegetable?
No.
Is it a meat?
Technically.
Is it candied bacon?
No.
Oh.
We have strayed far from the gold. Box. And box.
Is it in Minecraft?
Yes.
It's in Minecraft. Shoot. Got to look up all the Minecraft blocks now. No, they're right. A pig.
Nope.
What's in Minecraft?
Shoot, I didn't think I was going
to. An ender pearl.
Nope.
Iron. Armor.
Nope.
My Minecraft knowledge.
Copper.
No.
Is it?
We're straying far from the box. But it isn't. It is in Minecraft, but you often find it outside, and it's like, also really expensive now.
A barrel.
No.
A chest.
No.
Eggs. Mm.
Yes.
Oh, my mom said that.
All right.
A chicken.
It's eggs.
Oh, eggs.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, I got another one.
Oh, gold. Okay, I got you. That's yellow.
Yeah. Or golden.
Oh, okay, okay.
Huh? What has roots, as nobody sees, is taller than trees. Up, up, up it grows. And yet, or sorry, up, up, up it goes, and yet never grows.
Wait, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, say it again.
Can you, like.
What has roots as nobody sees is taller than trees. Up, up, up it goes, and yet it never grows.
A skyscraper.
No.
Mountains.
Yes.
Let's go.
It never grows?
Yeah.
Did mountains. I get it? I got it.
Yeah.
Mountains. Are you on a riddle website?
Technically.
Technically.
Voiceless it cries, wingless flutters, toothless bites, mouthless mutters.
What?
That's just a poem.
Oh, I got my Disney trivia.
All right, go ahead.
I'm
honestly just reading off of the Hobbit, the riddle battle between.
Oh, okay.
Bilbo and Gollum.
Oh, these are like, they're just questions.
Oh, here, I got that's another fine. One. What have I got in my pocket?
That's not
your phone?
You had your hands.
Air. Do you want to do Disney princess questions? Disney sure. theme park questions.
Okay.
There
I'm going to lose this section.
Disney villain questions?
Okay, maybe.
Let's do villains. Yeah. What are the names of the Sanderson sisters in Hocus Pocus?
Oh, I don't really know.
I haven't seen that movie in like.
Yeah.
You guys you're a disgrace to humanity.
You're just now noticing
this? I really don't know.
Dude, this is such a good movie.
Sure it is.
This is like one of the best Halloween movies.
Sure. Definitely.
I don't know. Do you know them? Like off your head.
Winifred, Sarah, and Mary.
Cool.
I would have not got that at all.
Maybe Winifred.
I thought it was going to be like wild.
Have you seen Hercules?
No.
Hercules? Okay. Hercules?
My dad told me to watch it.
Hercules.
Hades, pain, and
yes,
panic.
I was going to, yeah.
She didn't even ask the question.
It was Disney villains.
It's Disney villains.
It was, the last one was the name of the characters. I made an educated guess.
Okay.
I should really sign up to be Sherlock.
I don't see.
Sherlock.
The Robert Downey Jr. one.
Oh, okay.
What kind of insect is Hopper in Bug's Life?
That's a cricket?
No.
A grasshopper?
Ants. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grasshopper.
Yeah,
yeah. I meant grasshopper first, but cricket came out.
It's fine.
What animal did Peter Pan feed to Captain Hook's hand?
Crocodile.
Yes. What is his name? What is the crocodile's name? We're going to add that on.
Dave.
I don't think I've seen
no.
that.
The croc.
What noise does he make?
Tick-tock.
Yes. Tick-tock croc.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tick-tock.
I don't think I've seen that movie. Really? Or whatever. Yeah, I don't think. I haven't seen a lot of, like, classic Disney
movies. Have you seen the movie Pan? Or wait, no, Hook.
No.
It's got Robin Williams. It's awesome.
Who directed the 2010 live-action Disney film Alice in Wonderland?
Tim Burton?
Yes.
I don't know if I've seen that either.
That was just a random guess because I know that...
Yeah.
Okay, general Disney questions. We're moving on.
Johnny Depp worked with him a bit. And I remember the makeup for... I've only seen pictures of his character.
Who was the first animated character to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I thought it was, but I didn't.
Oh, hey, we're up to 1,700 now for the marathon fundraising.
Woohoo!
Sorry, ADHD. Let's go. Anyways.
Let's go. Squirrel. If anyone's listening and you have a business and you'd like to donate to the fundraiser, get in contact with us, please.
Please.
Because we have fun prizes. We're going to do fun things during the marathon.
Yes, it would be fun. You guys should.
We're going to do, like we were talking last week, we're not going to get into this conversation again. But
anyways.
The songs. Okay. I'm going to go back up to Disney Princess.
Yeah.
I'm going to fail.
I might.
Unless.
How do you spell candy with two letters? My dad just texted me that. My whole family is sending me riddles. Oh.
How do you spell candy with two
M&M.
No, this one's funny. How do you spell candy with two letters?
How?
Think about how it's spelled.
Yeah, candy.
What's in the middle?
I was gonna...
Do you want to know?
What? I was gonna... Well, there's like a D in there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I just can't figure out the can part.
Do you know?
It's not gonna be CD.
Mm-mm. It's not CD.
I know.
AD.
No.
ND.
No.
Is D first?
No.
Second?
D is not a letter.
No. Oh. No. No.
Do you know it? You know it? What is it?
No.
You said D is not a letter, but I thought you said it was.
D is the letter in candy, but it's not one of the two letters you can spell
okay.
it with.
Okay.
No. No.
LOL.
No.
Why are you saying no?
No.
You're going to make a, like, you know it?
I don't know. No. You want to say it?
C and Y. Can't, C-A-N-D-Y, candy?
I got you.
Okay.
That was a good one.
We're going to do Disney princesses now.
I'm a horrible person.
How old is Snow White?
She's like 100.
62.
No. Like, when she was in the show.
24.
No. She's the youngest Disney princess.
16. 18.
No.
14.
Yes.
Let's go.
That's just creepy.
And 14-year-old the prince living is like 32 in the show.
Yep.
Where? Oh, Princess and the Frog. Oh, never mind. I gave that one away. How many times does Cinderella lose her shoe?
Once.
No.
Why?
Every time she goes to a ball?
Three times.
Yes, three times. I don't know why it's three.
Don't know either.
How many sisters does Ariel have in The Little Mermaid?
She has seven.
No.
Eight.
No.
Six.
Yes. There is one for each of the seven seas.
Oh, that's clever.
How does Mulan save her fellow soldiers when they get ambushed?
She blows everyone up.
No.
Causes an avalanche.
Yes. I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
She blows up something and causes an avalanche.
Yes. She blows up a firework and then it's like an avalanche, if I remember correctly. How long is Rapunzel's hair in Tangled?
Very long.
How many feet long?
30.
No.
100.
No, you need to go lower.
Okay, doesn't it like...
50.
Higher.
62.
Higher.
71.
Lower.
65.
Higher.
69.
Higher.
60,
Whoa, 70?
Yes.
Dang, her, and then she chopped it off too.
Then it grows back in, like, the animated cartoon.
It does.
There's, I don't even remember. I didn't watch the full thing. I know it comes back, but I don't know how it ends. I'm pretty sure she has it short at the end of it. What time is it?
Oh. I wonder if she liked her hair longer or shorter.
What category is
obviously this? Shorter.
Animated Disney movie questions. Who is the voice of Maui in Moana?
The Rock.
The Rock.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I'm so ready.
What is the bear's name in the Jungle Book?
Beluga.
I don't.
Baloo.
Yeah.
Watched that movie way too many times as a kid.
Which Disney film features the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Let It Go. You should play that.
Please stop.
What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters?
Thing one and thing two.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Anastasia and Cinderella? I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, this one's cool. What was Disney's most expensive animated film? You gotta think of all the hair.
Tangled, because they had to do the motion capture.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
I like the little hint you gave us.
What did Dash place on his teacher's chair?
A thumbtack.
Yes. It's a meme. You gotta know it. It's
coincidence! I think not!
Okay.
Love that movie. It took way too long to get to know get the second one. Anyways, can't just leave on a cliffhanger and then just like leave us for like 10 years. Come on.
That's cool. What musical does WALL-E love?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in like since I was like really little.
Ooh.
It's an older one.
Oh, what is it called? Where something with rain.
I went and saw it at Beef and Boards. This musical. My drama club last year.
Is there rain in it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know.
There is talk of a giant whale, though.
Yeah, I'm blanking. I don't know.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah, I
wouldn't
don't
have
known.
Yeah, I said that.
So, okay. I wouldn't have known that either. It's been a while since I've seen WALL-E.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I want to watch that movie again.
That's a wrap for today. We've had a very wild, riddly day.
Riddly.
I'm definitely not typing in all of these riddles into my shows.
No.
Like, a little bit at the end, because I don't even remember which ones I've done. But
that's okay.
Other than the ones that I have over here, which... I don't know.
I hope you guys
plus my Gollum riddles.
Yes.
Right.
I still can't believe it took that long to get eggs. To be
my
fair,
mom sent it to me. I wasn't thinking of eggs.
Well, because you said a box.
Yeah,
eggs
you said
are
a box.
Round.
Eggs
box
are
with no hinges, key, or lid.
Okay, anyway, that's a wrap for us.
Hit. Crack.
This is the... they're going to come in demanding... It's their show. I don't even know. Rock's on after us. He's pretty chill. Okay. Anyways, that's all for today. We'll talk to you. You'll hear us next week.
Yeah.
Goodbye.